brothers and sisters from around the world, and welcome back to the home, the haven, the stronghold, the super fortress of intelligent black thought, unapologetic, unadulterated, and uncompromising. This is the Black Channel Radio .net radio program. I am, of course, your host, your brother, your humble servant, the Black Authority. And the telephone number is 646-787-1933. That's 646-787-1933. Your personal access code to the blackest radio program in existence, the only one of its kind in the cosmos. Join us. We do not ask for donations to keep the lights on here. Never have. Never will. Don't need to. Grown folks pay their own bills. And we are glad to have you all with us here this evening. A lot to discuss. A lot to go over. And as a matter of fact, I have already allocated that will be not there, might be not there, could be. There will be an after hours tonight because I just got too damn much to cover. Because there's a lot on my mind. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks is going to catch feelings. And that's quite okay. Because at this crucial juncture in history, I need for the real Africans to stand up. And I will not sugarcoat it, and I absolutely will not compromise. It cannot happen, and it will not happen here. Months ago, actually years ago, you heard from this place and this place alone, as we have been the only repository that has been able to accurately predict what would happen right down to the person. And now you are witnessing as it has happened. We were the only ones who said that Donald Trump would, not he might, not he may, not he could, he would be the Republican nominee for president when everybody in the national media was saying the exact opposite. And you watched in the last 2 weeks as all of his would-be competitors have fallen by the wayside, and he is the only one left standing. They've been bringing him out right and left, frog marching out right and left. Dana Milbanks, the New York Times, the Huffington Post asked them all, how did you get this so wrong? But they did not call me. Now, let me be very clear on a couple of things. I had sent messages to Lawrence O'Donnell on Twitter, letting him know that he was wrong about Trump, letting him know, hey, these numbers ain't coming together the way you all are trying to say it is. And Lawrence, who was otherwise a brilliant guy about politics and usually on the money, he was wrong on this. He did not respond to any of my messages. Not because he did not see them, but because he started realizing too late that he was wrong. And he didn't want to go on the record anymore. So the next time somebody tells you that we as Africans are not or cannot be the smartest people in the room, you just remember a little place called the Black Channel, where the smartest people in the room regularly get together and congregate. While the rest of the media was wrong, and while the rest of other people were wrong, we had our finger squarely on the pulse of American society. Now that we have been proven correct, when everyone else doubted us, when everyone else said we'd be wrong, when everyone else went the other way, now that we have been proven correct, I am ready to move forward with my next set of predictions. Oh, you didn't think that would happen. Because you see, the same people who told us that there was absolutely, positively, no way that Donald Trump could be the Republican nominee for president, those people have now retreated to a fallback position and now saying, oh, well, okay, so he became Republican nominee, but there's no way he will ever be elected president. No way that could happen. The same people who were dead ass wrong before are back to tell us again that they got the inside track and that'll happen. I want to tell you all tonight, according to my evidence and my information and my analysis, Donald Trump not can beat Hillary Clinton. He is most likely to beat her. She has got to beat him at this point. He doesn't have to beat her. She's been in politics a long time. She has a long, ugly track record, and she is not able to galvanize people to come out and support her. Not enough to tell people vote against Trump. You got to get them to vote for you, Hillary, and you lack the ability to do that. You have made too many enemies. You are a consummate politician, and the American people don't want that anymore. Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton. Why? Because she has too much political baggage. And I am predicting here tonight that I am going to place, at this time, I'm going to say higher odds. I'm still waiting for Bernie Sanders to filter out before I go any further, because he actually stands a chance of being able to nab the nomination from her, by the way. So before that, I got to make sure she's even going to be there before I say anything else. But understand, polls are coming out now that are showing Trump ahead of Hillary Clinton nationally. For all the folks who said, oh, well, that wouldn't happen, the polls are already coming out saying that he's pulling ahead of Hillary and Bernie Sanders nationally. Now, how can this be? Because you thought she was a liberal with the liberal media. Black folk got to stop being stupid and stop listening to your stupid friends and your stupid family members and start listening to some people with some damn sense. Stop reveling in being the dumbest people in the room. Hillary Clinton is being beaten and ain't got nothing to do with Benghazi. In the chat room, stop that. Has nothing to do with that. It has to do with three strikes. It has to do with I was for it before I was against it. It has to do with the fact that she has screwed so many people and that time has weighed on her like an elephant on an ant. It has weighed her down. That's what's happened to her. She has a track record, a long, public, gruesome, ugly one. And Donald Trump is an entertainer. And he goes out there and he keeps putting on a show. American people love a show. And if you want to find out what the average American thinks, all you got to do is go down to your nearest Walmart or your nearest Target store, and you will meet the average American walking up and down those aisles. You mean to tell me that those people won't vote for Trump? Are those average Americans? That's the average American. You mean to tell me that those people won't vote for him? Really? What dream world are you living in? Yeah, I got some other idiots out there saying that Hispanics won't vote for Trump. I guess you didn't take any notice of Florida and Nevada, did you? You just totally just disregarded that altogether, huh? Donald Trump can get the Hispanic vote. You know why? Donald Trump can go out there as an ardent white supremacist and still get the Hispanic and Latino vote. You know why? Because most Hispanics are white supremacists. And the Black Channel has been telling you that now for almost a decade. And we have never wavered. And now it is simply being proven out. Everything we said now is being borne out. You thought it was contradictory. You thought the National Council of the Raza was running things. You thought it was hyperbolic. Why? Because most of the black males here don't give a damn what Latinos think as long as Latina panties in the offing. They don't give a damn what their sentiments are towards black people. But we are the ones who put it in big bold letters with exclamation points behind it. that most Latinos do not see themselves as, quote, Hispanic, that the census had to change because before the 1970 census, they were classified as white people. And we have always pointed out to you that they are, what language do they speak? Spanish. What's that from? Spain. What's that? Europe. They are people of European descent. And that many of them, even knowing that they are Mexican or Cuban or Puerto Rican or Colombian, they consider themselves as white people. Maybe not as Anglo-Saxons, but as white people. So you got European whites and you got Latino whites. It doesn't matter if you don't see them that way. Some bum, dumbass nigga on a corner in Harlem talking about our Mexican brothers, they black like us. It doesn't matter what the hell you think. It matters what they believe. And you are about to find out brutally what they actually believe. So that dumbass sitting next to you, thinking that he's just some incredible magician of Latina panties, is going to sit up here and lead you all down the road to damnation when you all see them come out in droves, because Donald Trump is doing what a good politician is supposed to do. He went to the hard right to win the nomination. Now he's going to go to the middle. He's going to be so conciliatory with Latinos now. He's going to be so conciliatory. He's going to be so conciliatory. And understand something. White supremacy sells in Latino society. Or did you forget about the boys from Brazil? Did you forget about how many Nazis left Germany and were able to find refuge in South America and up as far as Mexico? Have you forgotten about that? Many of you don't even know. And of those of you who know, you just totally slipped your minds. Why? Because you want to believe that you can Twitter tweet your way to salvation, that you don't actually have to know anything. We said this going on a decade now, and we have been consistent and uncompromising. We never moved. And now the facts are just bearing us out. The facts are just bearing us out now. And I want to know, where are your charlatans who told you all that this wouldn't happen? I want you to go find them. Why don't you be honest for once in your damn life? And go find these people and demand an accounting. The people in your life who told you that you had a black and brown coalition, you need to be an honest adult for once in your miserable, pathetic little life. And you need to get up and say, you know what? I believe that black and brown coalition crap. I need to go find these folks and start getting some answers from them about what the hell happened to it. Fox News just put out a story yesterday about how Trump is gaining Latino support. I thought they told you that that could never happen. I thought they told you that could never occur. But you see, you are dumb and ignorant of current events, much less history. So you don't know that light-skinned Latinos, like Eva Longoria, believe that darker-skinned Latinos and Mexicans should be the ones scrubbing their toilets and doing their landscaping. But you didn't know that. You did not know that there was colorism like that. You didn't know it, because all you were concerned about was whether or not you could get some mud-up bum-ass chick pregnant. Now, that was all you wanted to know about. And you didn't care about anything else. So you're totally ignorant about the dynamics that are playing out in their society. And now you're about to see it come crushing down on top of your head. And there will be nothing you can do about it. You are completely unprepared. You are about to see white supremacy aligning itself for the next 500 years. At the beginning of the 20th century, there was a combination and coalescing of European cultures that previously had been at rivalry with each other. The Italians, the Irish, the British, the Germans. There had been fierce and even violent rivalries between them. Go research the history of the Five Points in New York. And over the course of one decade, not 20, 30 years, over the course of one decade, American society was able to aggregate them all and integrate them all into a white ethnic block that today they intermarry like it ain't nothing. White supremacy of the 21st century going into the next, that was the last 500 years, going into the next 500 years, they are now moving into position to assimilate Latinos into white European society. Remember that the Black Channel is the only one that has ever said it. We said it first. We're the only ones who told you. And that is what you are witnessing happening right before your eyes. They are assimilating Latinos into European society. After all, they serve the same God. They speak a European language. They subscribe to free markets and imperialism. What's the real difference? White men go gaga for Jessica Alba and Jennifer Lopez. They have bowed and kissed their feet. So what's the difference? What is the difference? And you will tell yourself in your ignorance and cowardice, because most of you have been raised by dumb parents, hood rats, brood mares, bastard baby makers, deadbeat drunk daddies, and you're just afraid and ashamed to say, you know what, y'all are worthless to your parents, and now you've subscribed to their ignorance, and now you'll perish with it too. But they were not smart enough to see this then. They fed you lies, you regurgitate them, but you will pay for these lies. Because they're gunning you down the streets. They're ethnically cleansing you in California and New York and Texas. They're ethnically cleansing you. While you are sitting here preaching the virtues of a non-existent black and brown you wish could be coalition. When they throw the doors open to Latinos, sorry, white Latinos, to be inducted fully and be fully vested in European society, the Latinos will bum rush the door. And I'm telling you now that Donald Trump's candidacy, the Republican Party, and the right wing of American society has a choice to make. That the choice is between assimilating blacks and assimilating Latinos, and they have chosen the Latinos. And you are going to hear Trump and the Republicans be conciliatory toward Latinos in a way you have never heard them speak to black people. And right now you've got this dog and pony show going on where they pretend that they're against Trump. Oh, it's terrible. It's horrible. I can't believe he's nominated. This is just awful for our party. We need somebody else. We could never let him stand for us. While all the while they're backstage knowing that this guy extols every virtue and belief they've ever had, but they have to make it look good for you that somehow this isn't really what they wanted. And he's not really what they believe in, even though they nominated him overwhelmingly, but he's not really what they want. America believes in white supremacy. It was founded on it. And if you have this ridiculous idea in your head that white supremacy is confined only to Northern Europeans, you're stupid as you look. We've been telling you forever. Dr. John Henry Clark preached it to the grave. Malcolm X preached it to the grave. And others have preached it to the grave. But most black people are scared and cowardly. And for that reason, we do not teach the truth to each other. We hear the prophets speak and then say, I ain't got to listen to that mess. but you are going to witness a groundswell of support coming for Donald Trump. And you know why? Do you know why? Because Trump is a winner. He's a winner. At least that's the air he gives off. And right now he's winning. And everybody wants to be with a winner. Hell, you got black folk in black society who sell each other out every day to white interests. You think that the rest of America's any different? You think it's somehow different? You just watched Peter Liang get off. That was white supremacy in action with Asians. And all they know is that Donald Trump's number one target won't be them. Why would they not support that? Not building the wall to keep them out. Why would they not support that? The Latinos who are already here, wall can't stop them. Why would they not support it? Black people have been led by our densest and dumbest for so long that you are no longer capable of the necessary intellectual capacities to combat these people. You don't even know who you're up against. You're talking about a black and brown coalition, and the folk you're trying to have a coalition with are already on the side of the people that you think you're going to get them together with you to go fight. That's the problem with you. That's the problem. So we were just the first ones to say it. But as of tonight, I want you to watch the polls. And right now, I want you to keep your eye on that. The people who tell you he cannot beat Hillary Clinton don't know what the hell they're talking about. These are the usual conventional wisdom people. You know, black folk, you go to church with a pastor who doesn't even know what the hell is in his Bible, but you'll give him money. And you got some nigga that means no good to you. Knock you up with a bunch of kids, but you keep going back to him. And some red slut who's never done anything useful, but you keep patronizing them and lusting after them. We have a habit of doing that. So when it talks about something as simple as what you're seeing happen right in front of you, that white supremacy is coalescing for the 21st century, you sit here and listen to the dumbest people still. And that is why other people don't listen to us. And they're backing a Trump. Why? Because they believe in social evolution. They believe in social natural selection, where the dumbest and the weakest get removed. That's what's supposed to happen. You dumb people are the people who just refuse to make the right decisions. They're the dumb and the weak and the stupid, and they are supposed to be removed. They're not supposed to sit there and languish. You're not supposed to have your Azalea Banks and your Gabby Sidibes and your Lee Daniels. They're not supposed to be sitting there hanging off of you until they kill you. They are supposed to be removed. They're supposed to be. And in black society, that doesn't happen. Our densest and our dumbest are allowed to keep talking and keep talking and keep coming back and keep spewing their garbage and keep spreading their ignorance and keep being wrong and tell us all that they have a right to be wrong no matter how much they screw us up. Other ethnic groups believe that the weak are supposed to be removed to keep them from killing us all. And all they know is that Donald Trump believes in removing the weak. And they're going to go for that because they look at black society and they see a bunch of people who are comfortable losing. And they look at Trump, who ain't comfortable with nothing but winning, no matter how he's got to do it. And they will gravitate to that. like the New England Patriots. They're down and dirty. They're spying and scheming. They deal from the bottom of the deck and they win. Like Floyd Mayweather. He doesn't throw the most punches, but he does what he has to do. He slips around the ring, slides one side to the other, and folk don't like it, but he wins. And we got black folk talking about, well, it doesn't matter if we lose, support us anyway. And everybody around us sees how they can capitalize off of us being removed. But you don't want to hear that. You want to hear that some divine plan is at work, and don't worry, in the end, everything will work out all right, and there's no way that this person who hates black folk can get together enough non-white people to remove us. And that shows how stupid so many of you are, because he's almost there already. Can you find a jury in America that will convict a cop for murdering black people? Can you find them? Can you? What Michael Slager is being brought up on federal charges for the murder of Walter Scott. You gunned down Walter Scott on video, shot him in the back 8 times. And I'm telling you all tonight that he's not going to get convicted of murder. He may get convicted of something, but right now I see them putting the pieces in place to try to convict him, to plea bargain him down to manslaughter, and that he could be out in 3 to 5 years. Understand, you heard this nowhere else. You heard it here tonight. You can come on back and play it later if you want to. I don't think you'll want to hear it, though. But I'm telling you tonight, I see the pieces moving and coalescing into place to convict him of manslaughter, not even murder. I don't know. I don't think you'll even be able to get murder on him. They're going to make a big show about it, but they're going to try to figure out some way to reduce this down, like they did with Akai Gurley. Because remember, you thought if only we could get him convicted, everything would be fine. All we got to do is just get him convicted. And you all have found out that getting him convicted don't guarantee a damn thing. And what you've also found out is that if there are no black folk on the jury, and even if you have the wrong kind of black folk on the jury, it'll go bad. It'll go bad. And it's happening already. So keep listening to your densest and dumbest. Keep listening to them tell you that everything is fine. Keep turning on your TVs and your tweets. Keep focusing on that. They've ethnically cleansed black people across America, in New York City, in Atlanta. It's coming. And you're going to sit there and focus on everything else and pretend, well, don't worry, there will be some white magical knight who will come slithering their way on down and save us. Keep telling yourselves that Hillary Clinton, that she didn't really mean 3 strikes, and she didn't really mean that super predator thing, and even if she did mean it back then, well, she doesn't mean it anymore. Keep listening to Charlemagne the Coon, the Breakfast Coon Squad. You keep listening to them. They got all the answers. They're all correct. You keep listening to them. Keep telling yourselves that, well, don't worry, they'll get it together. You keep telling yourself that. I see white supremacy coalescing for the next 500 years. And I'm telling you that everything is in place now. Everything. And the winds at this time are favorable to Donald Trump making it to the White House. And when he does, he will be wheeling and dealing with everybody for everything except black people. That's what will happen. And black folk are going to sit there and say, see, I told you, it was going to get worse. Not paying attention to what Obama's done to them for 8 years. Trump won't even have to move any of the pieces on the board. All he's got to do is just leave it right where it is. I told you all during the broadcast a couple of weeks back, we are no longer in the era of warnings. We have now entered the era of consequences. And now you will just begin suffering the consequences of being too intellectually lazy, of being too apathetic, of listening to your coons and your whores and your hood rats by listening to them and saying that's cute. Rack up all the bastard babies you can carry. Get on every social welfare program as if that hasn't suckered you in, as if that wasn't the biggest rope-a-dope ever. Just keep telling yourselves that that'll be all right. Everything will be just fine. Go ahead and keep telling yourselves that. Because I've been watching and I've been listening. I'm seeing how it's coming together. And I'm telling you that this is the real America. This is the real thing. And Trump has been winning because he speaks to the real America. He speaks to an America that wants to be entertained. He speaks to an America that focuses on me-ism. And he speaks to an America that believes in white supremacy and that the best days of America were the whitest ones. He's speaking to that one. And it is alive and well. Meanwhile, in black society, we are focusing on gays and transgender bathrooms. And what about Beyonce? And is she really going to divorce Jay-Z while she's making lemonade? That's what we focus on. And individuals that stupid do not deserve to survive. And that's just the truth. If you're focused on Beyonce and the NFL, while these other people are out here gathering together and assembling and amassing and organizing the machinery to destroy you, you don't deserve to survive. You don't. And these people are going to make sure you don't. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the messenger. So, you've heard our predictions before, and I'm predicting to you all tonight that by midsummer, we're going to have a very clear idea. And if Trump does what I believe he's going to do and pivots to the center and starts being very conciliatory and reconciling to Latinos, he will get that vote. By the way, for those of you who didn't see it, there was a video interview. One Negro was so in denial that he said that it didn't even matter if it was on video. The website Breitbart, they did an interview with Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, the one who told Donald Trump, cussed out Donald Trump on video. Got Vicente Fox, since Trump locked up things, Vicente Fox apologized to Donald Trump for his uncivil tones toward Donald Trump. The video is there. This isn't an article. This is them with a video with him apologizing to Trump for being uncivil and saying, how can we work things out? Yeah, that didn't take very damn long, did it? No, just keep telling yourselves that this is a game and that everybody else is playing the same game you're playing. Just keep telling yourself that. Just keep doing it. In the 21st century, you are witnessing that dead black people are counted as progress in America today. Those of us who die, they count that as progress. That's progress. As far as they're concerned. We called it, we predicted it, and over the course of the next 2 months, I'm telling you that the wind is at Trump's back and that it is Hillary who has an uphill fight. You are going to see the darkest, worst, deepest elements of American society that your parents lied to you. Your parents lied to you and told you that Bull Connor was dead. Your parents lied to you and said that Strom Thurmond was dead. Your parents lied to you and said that you were free and that the reason you knew you were free was not because white supremacy was dead, that didn't matter, but that you've got financial access to white stores and sexual access to the lowest, dankest, stankest, rankest white females. They told you that that was progress, that you could buy cell phones at white stores and you could sleep with white trailer trash, and that that was how you knew you were free, and you should have busted your damn parents in the head with a cinder block when they said that to you. Because they got one foot in the grave and they don't care what happens from here on in. They've lived their lives. They've made all the mistakes that have you stuck with this hellhole that you're in. They lived their lives. They will not have to suffer the consequences of their bad actions. You will. But you're going to sit there and tell me that it's wrong to point the finger at them and call them out for that. So I guess there are many of you who will just happily suffer and you will actually honor the elders who put you there. That is an organism too stupid to live. I'm going to take a very brief break here, and then we're going to come back with our TBA After Hours. This is the Black Channel Radio Program. I am your host, your brother, your humble servant, the Black Authority. We'll give it about 2 or 3 minutes here, probably, and we'll come back here at the three-quarters of the hour mark. I'm not going to say, as far as Donald Trump is concerned, I'm not going to say I told you so, but you know. And this concludes the BlackChannel.net radio program portion of tonight's broadcast. I am your host, your brother, your humble servant, the Black Authority. And until next time, brothers and sisters from around the world, remember, Black is the future, and the future is uncompromising.